Shalom to all! Today we're going to be starting Mesechas Kinim, the very last Mesechta in Seder Kachem. And today's Mesechta being Limbus Chos Esabas Rachel, Shish Mesechta Vanjo Zivu Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now, Kinim is plural of the word Ken, which is usually translated as a bird pair, even though the word is often used to refer to a bird's nest, like a Kan Tzipor. The word Ken in our discussion refers to a pair of birds. Kinim is pairs of birds, and the birds that we're talking about are one of two, either tyrim, which are usually translated as turtle doves, and bnei yoina, or young pigeons. They're more or less the same type of bird. And what are these birds used for? So they're used for karbanos. Now, a bird can only be one of two types of karbanos, either an oila or chatas. That would be called chatas ha'if and oilas ha'if, and there's two different situations that a bird pair, would be brought. Number one would be in a dava. If a person says, I make a neder, I'm going to donate, I'm going to give birds to the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon, so that would be a karbon. Now, there are other situations, which we're going to see, that a person is chayv to bring a ken, a pair of birds. In that situation, one of them is going to be a chatas, the other is an oila. And the majority of this mesechta is referring to situations that are actually kind of complicated of what to do when some birds got mixed up with others and we don't know which ones are which. We have maybe a chatas getting mixed up with other ones or an oila getting mixed up with other ones. Maybe a whole bunch of birds got mixed up with each other and we're not so sure what to do. So that's what a lot of the mishnahs are going to be describing. The first mishnah lays the groundwork. Mishnah Aleph tells us, chatas ha'if not is lamata, v'chatas behema, lamala. There's a lamata and a lamala of the mizbeach, below and above. And this line of demarcation is called the chut hasikra. There was a red line that went around the halfway point of the mizbeach. Below it was lamata, above it was lamala. And that's what the Mishnah just told us, that a chatas ha'if, a bird chatas, its avoid was done below the chut hasikra, whereas an animal chatas, so it's a chatas, but it's from an animal, which means a four-legged one, so its avoid is hadam, its blood, was done above the chut. Now here we have the reverse. Oilas ha'if nasis lamala, the oilas behema lamata. A bird oila that was done above the chot ha'sikra, and an animal oila that was done below the chot ha'sikra. And im shina bazeh bazeh, pasul. If he changed by one of these karbanis that he did them on the wrong part, it's pasul. And here says the Mishnah, seder kinim kachu. This is the seder, the order, the procedure of kinim, which we said is bird pairs. So ha'chayva, if a person's bringing it as a chayv, which would be, for example, if a man is a zav or a woman's a zava, or she's a yoledes, she gave birth, so she has to bring karbanos. Other situations where a person would have to bring a karban for a particular avera, but he can't afford an animal, so he would bring birds. Those are situations of chayva. So echad chatas vechad oila. One of the birds is a chatas, the other is an oila. Whereas ben adar and nedavas, whereas a person is bringing it as a ned or a nedava, cool on oilas, then all of them, meaning both birds, are going to be an oila. The Mishnah just clarifies the difference between these two terms that we just mentioned. Ezehu neder. What's a neder? That's how Omer, a person says, harei alai oila. I take upon myself to bring an oila. And then he designates two birds to be that. Vezu nedava, what's nedava, which is a donation. Ha'im, that's a person says, hare zu oila. He points to birds and he says, this is an oila. Now, ma'am bein nedarim nedavais. So what's the practical difference between nedarim nedavais? The answer is, elashan nedarim, mesu nignavu chayamachriusam. Nedarim, if the birds which he had designated either died or were stolen, he's responsible to replace them. That's because, pay attention to his lashan. He said, I take upon myself to bring a carbon oila. So now he, the man, the mensch, the gavra, the person, he has to bring a karbon, and now he points some birds out. Okay, but if something happens to those birds, he still has the chiv to bring other ones. Whereas in Udavais, when he used the lashon of Udava, mesu nignavu ein chayav machriusan, if they die or get stolen, he's not responsible to replace them, because what was his lashon? He pointed the birds and he said, those are an oila. And that means if something happens to them, well, okay, the ones that are an oila aren't here anymore, so he doesn't have to replace them. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, with our first of many cases of birds getting mixed up with each other. Chatas shenasarva ba'oila, va'oila ba'chatas. We have a bird that's a chatas, they got mixed up with an oila, or a bird that's an oila that got mixed up with a chatas, and we have no idea which one is which. Afilu echad beribay, even if it's 1 in 10,000, yamusu kulam, all of them have to be left to die. That's because there's no bittul. We don't say that there's nullification like we find by other things. For example, meat and milk are bittul on each other, 1 in 60, and we find by chum and chulin, 1 in 100. Other things will find the bittuls, 1 in 200. But over here, even 1 in 10,000 is not bittul because they are balei chayim, they are alive, and balei chayim are chashivi, they're chashiv, and they're not bottle, how we can't bring them as karbanos either, because as we just learned in the previous Mishnah, a oila saif is done above, and a chata saif is done below, and if they're switched, then they're puzzle. And since we don't know which one is which, all of them have to be left to die. Now we go on to the next case, but beforehand, we have to add in another piece of information. As we already know, when we have two birds, that's called a ken, a bird pair. However, sometimes there's a difference. If a person had already designated that this bird is the chatas and that bird is the oila, that's called a ken mifureshes. It is a clear, determined, designated ken, we know exactly which bird is what. However, there's another type which is called kenstuma, which means it's undesignated or undefined. That's when he takes two birds, he says, these are kaddish to be used as a karbon, one for chatas, one for ayla, but he doesn't point out which one's the chatas, which one's the ayla, and so it's still up for grabs, it's kind of loose. Later on, he's able to say, you know, this one's the chatas and that one's the ayla. So they have kedusha, they're not just plain regular birds, they have kedusha's karbon, but again, they're a kenstuma, and so it's a little bit looser. And that's what we're referring to over here. Chatas shenas arva b'chayva, a chatas that got mixed up with a kenstuma of chayv, we'll explain this in just a moment. Ain't kasher el kamin chatas b'chayva, the only things that are kasher here is the number of chatas that are a chayv. So for example, we have a bird that was a chatas, and it flew into a cage that had four birds. These four birds were two kinim, they're both kenstumas, so two of them are supposed to be an oila, two of them are supposed to be a chatas. So now we have five birds here. Three of them are supposed to be a chatas, only two of them are supposed to be an oila. How many of them are allowed to be brought? That's what the Mishnah just said. The number of chatas of chayv. And since we had two kinim over here, so two of those birds that were sasom are supposed to be chatas, that's the only number of birds that we're allowed to bring. Only two of them. Because again, we know of this ken stuma, two of these birds are for sure supposed to be a chatas. The reason why a third bird is not allowed to be brought as a chatas, even though there's three chatas floating around here, is because maybe that bird that's being taken as a third chatas really is one of the oilis of the ken stuma. And therefore, at maximum, two of these birds can be brought as a chatas. It's the same thing says the Mishnah of Achein, oilis and a sarva b'chayva. If an oila gets mixed up with these kinim, in kasher el kamin oilisha b'chayva, the only number of oilis that would be allowed to be brought is the amount of chayv that are supposed to be. So it'd be the mirror case that we just had with a chatas, just with oila. So only two birds were allowed to be brought as an oila. The Mishnah further clarifies, it doesn't make a difference if there's more chayv birds here and fewer nedava birds, or more nedava birds here and less chayv birds here, or if it's both equal, it doesn't make a difference. The number of birds that are allowed to be brought are the number of chayv birds that are over here. So if it was a chatas that had flown in, it's the number of chatas chayva. If it was oila that had flown in, it's the number of oilas chayv. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Mishnah Gimel and Dalet continue to discuss, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.